Welcome to the podcast, Life from an Enlightened Perspective. Our podcast topic today is the power of group prayer and group meditation. Our world is going through some difficult times. Some would even describe this time as a shift in energy. But no matter how one would describe it, the inhabitants, the people, our communities are being impacted by this shift. And we as a community must rise above any state of fear that exists and go inwards until these times and trials and tribulations pass. One thing that we can do as a community of people during this time is to come together for meditation and prayer. Every religious or spiritual sect incorporates a prayer and meditation into their ritual practices and views it as a pathway to communicate their needs and desires to the divine. For many Christians, they will recognize this verse from the Bible, Matthew 18 and 20, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. The act of meditating and prayer together brings us into the divine's presence in a fuller dimension than when we pray alone. Some of life's important experiences are meant to be shared. The issues we are experiencing are impacting society on a global level, and therefore are those that we will have to come together as a community to get through. This would be a great opportunity for us to come together in prayer for one another's peace, safety, health, and protection. Both yogic and modern science agree that we are more powerful when we meditate and pray in groups. It has been shown that prayer and meditating in groups multiplies the benefits of our meditation and prayer, not only for the participants, but for the entire population. So while we're on the subject of praying and meditating, I would like to share with you all one of my favorite prayers that I use in my spiritual practice on a daily basis. Now, I know you all have prayers that you've probably been praying ever since you were little ones. So do I. But during my spiritual journey, one of my spiritual teachers recommended that we learn an ancient, powerful prayer to utilize in our spiritual practices, and that we learn that prayer in its native tongue. So the prayer that I learned is an ancient Kabbalist prayer known as the Anabakoa, or also known as the Prayer of Greater Miracles. Now, the Anabakoa has the 42-letter name of God included in it. It is a prayer that is written in seven sentences, and in each of those sentences, there's six words in each sentence. Each sentence corresponds to a day of the week, and each sentence corresponds to one of seven specific angels and to a particular heavenly body. The letters within the prayer is encoded within the first 42 letters of the book of Genesis. Now, why is learning ancient prayers and so important to our daily lives and our spiritual practice? Well, many esoteric and spiritual teachers have known for years that our bodies are actually programmed by languages, by words, and thy thoughts. Many say as we begin to learn the prayer and we learn that prayer by heart, or we memorize it, in other words, that we become that prayer. And as we become that prayer, again, we are programming our bodies through the language and the words and the thoughts of that prayer. Certain prayers, mantras, chants, influence our DNA for healing and spiritual growth. So we can use these prayers to change ourselves, to heal ourselves, and to also enlighten ourselves. But again, with the power of words and thoughts and language, if used incorrectly, can also have a negative impact upon us. So that's why it's very important for us as spiritual beings and people to be mindful of our thoughts. It's very important for us to ensure that we vibrate on higher frequencies, that we don't fall subject to the thoughts of fear, or fall prey to the overload of negative information that we are receiving through the media, because that's a form of meditation, right? What you meditate on, what you listen to, what you see, what you speak about are all forms of meditation. And again, those meditations and those prayers have the ability to impact our DNA. So let's speak a little bit about each of the seven lines of that prayer. Okay. The miracle prayer, or the Anabakora, also has the potential to become that pass key that takes our prayers directly to God, even when their other avenues may be blocked, right? So we get into how other avenues are blocked. That's a whole nother podcast, but we're just going to continue to talk about the prayer. So the first line of the prayer speaks to being able to remove time, space, and motion, to go to a place where everything and nothing exists simultaneously, to be able to remove negative influences from our physical matter and from our lives, and to be able to step into a state of unconditional love. Now, unconditional love, that's where God is, right? Or source, or the divine. The second sentence of that prayer speaks to being able to restrict the reactive system, to be able to close the gates from Satan, and to be able to forget all limiting thoughts. Our reactive system, you know, a lot of us with everything that's going on in the world right now is being very reactive to the foreseen danger within our environment. And so being reactive to a certain extent can be detrimental if we're vibrating on that frequency of fear. So it helps us to kind of restrict that and be able to respond from a different standpoint than one that is reactive. The third sentence speaks to opening up the channel of substance, retrieving the light from God, and removing hatred that exists for no reason. The fourth sentence of that prayer speaks to the power of perseverance. The fifth sentence of the prayer speaks to the ability to be able to see the connection between cause and effect, to be able to see the big picture. The sixth sentence of the prayer speaks to being able to spread spirituality throughout the world, to speaks to enlightening others, or letting others be enlightened. And then the seventh sentence of the prayer speaks to the power of manifesting things in the right way, to be able to renew and restore. And that's what we want here. We want to be able to pray for the renewal and the restoration of our environment, of our world, and our earth. So I would love to recite this prayer for you. I hope this podcast and this prayer encourages you to form your own prayer groups and to spend some time praying for the world and those that are in it, along with yourselves and your families. Also, again, this prayer can be found out on YouTube, as well as if you search the web for it, and you will be able to find the words to this prayer as well. Some will be able to locate the scanning directions of it as it's written in its native form, and you'll notice that the prayer is read from right to left. Okay. And if you have any questions on the prayer, or if you can't find the scanning directions and would like for me to send those, the prayer over to you, just leave me a message along with your email address, and I will be able to send that prayer over to you. Okay. Anabakor, Gijala Unika, Tetea Tezara, Kaberana, Amcha Sarinel Taharina Nora, Naga Bord, Doshe Kadega, Kavavat Shemra, Baram Tarm Rakamata Zikatita Migalin, Jasim Kadosha Bachuva Toka Nahela Tateka, Yakiki Ela Champanela Kreka Dushateka, Shavata Nukabel Ushma, Tavatanu Yudea, Tuolamode. Peace, family. Until next we speak, be safe, stay healthy, and stay prayed up.